This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th, hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, we are here, our last break of the day on this Tuesday. It's been a fun show today, a good show.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Uh-huh. We've had fun.
From laughter guys, today. Oh, they've been crazy. Thank you.
Crazy this morning.
Oh, I meant to tell you, I got a money maker, man. We ought to try.
Oh.
I really do. You just tell me if you think this will work.
Okay.
You know how them people back in the day, they used to have them jockeys in the yard? What if we get some Herschel Walker jockeys and sell them? But see, here's the deal. It's got a sensor on it. When you pull up in the dry, it start dancing. Herschel Walker doing jockey
that, doing
dance.
That, doing that little dead-ass moonwalk he did in front of the white
Yes.
Man. Hey, we ain't going to be able to do nothing. The only place we're going to be able to sell it is in rural Georgia.
Okay.
Go vote, Georgia.
And, you know, and we're talking about voting. I want to say something about this in my closing. Listen to me. We can talk about what our perceived thoughts are on Herschel Walker. And I'm sure we have them, and we have every right to feel this way. What I'm really appalled at is the audacity of the conservative Republican Party that they would go get somebody like a Herschel Walker, not even have to groom him, but just to prop him up and to get him to do what he's always done, whatever he was told to do, and then put him in front of us as a Georgia voter to try to split the vote of African Americans and create confusion. That is the only reason you went and got Herschel Walker. I am almost certain there is a more qualified white candidate that could have ran for senator. I am positive of that. Just like I'm just equally positive as you could have found a more qualified and adequate African-American candidate or Latino candidate. Anybody, white woman, black woman, you could have found anybody more qualified or suitable to be called a senator. But the audacity of you, the audacity to go get a Herschel Walker. I mean, you would think that the conservatives would be ashamed of themselves right now, but they not. They not. They applaud each other's cunningness. They applaud the moods. They applaud this move with both hands. They got people that ain't got nothing to do with this election pouring millions of dollars behind Herschel Walker because they got somebody who can do their bidding. And what's crazy is to think that you could bring such a man in front of us to create dissension and split the black vote. It didn't really work, though. It didn't really work. But because it kind of backfired. Here's my thought of it. There is no way the Republican ticket can nominate Governor Kemp in the way that they did by almost 9 points or so, something like that, against our candidate, Stacey Abrams. But the polls be so close to where it's a runoff between your Republican candidate for Senate versus the Democratic candidate. You know what happened? You know what happened? There were some whites, some non-people of color, who said, this is ridiculous. Now, I know there are some black people who voted for Herschel Walker because we have people amongst ourselves who will cut off their nose to spite themselves. We have people amongst our group who would like nothing more than to be considered in the other group. I'm fully aware of that. We've always had that. But the tightness of this and the concern that you all really have is y'all couldn't convince all of your constituents in the conservative Republican Party to vote the same way for Herschel that they did for Kemp. Because even they know. And so in this push to runoff, I'm appealing to two groups here. I'm appealing to African Americans and people of color to get out and do the right thing, to thwart this considerable effort to shame us and embarrass us as a people by propping up a candidate like Herschel Walker. He can't even form a damn sentence. That's a damn shame. I'm not talking about his southern tone because I'm country my damn self. But at least I can formulate a sentence. You might not agree with him, but I know how to put him in order to where you can at least understand what I'm saying. This idiot can't even talk right. He don't take care of his own children. He pays for abortions and he beats women. How did y'all go and get this dude right here? Are you serious? So now I'm asking for all the people of color to do what you did before, but let's get out in greater numbers to thwart this effort to put a ridiculous example of who we are in the white. He's not an example of us, and you're not going to keep talking to us, Lindsey Graham, like you know what we want and what is an example for us to follow into conservatism. Because if that's your example of conservatism, you can have it. You can have it, and you'll never win us with a Herschel Walker. You could have done better than that, but you didn't. And now I'm asking for all the non-African-American voters to just do us one favor. Send him home. Send him right back to Texas where he belongs. Don't let him embarrass your state, the state of Georgia, by having someone as simple-minded, as ignorant as Herschel Walker, represent the state of Georgia. Just do me that favor. How about that? I'm appealing to both groups. Those are my closing remarks today. I can't even believe we in a runoff for this. But since we are, let's win it by a landslide. Let's send Herschel Walker back to Texas. Okay? Those are my
thoughts. To the polls.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.